This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist for Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. MatthewJames.com is the website. The phone number, 366-8366. Once again, 366-8366. My name is Chris Swan. Really do appreciate you tuning in and joining us this week. Today on the show, even the experts can make big financial mistakes. Have you heard about the Social Security stealth tax? And what makes your state attractive for retirees? All this and more. But first, let me check in with the man himself. John, glad to be with you as always. How you doing, sir?
Well, you know, look, Chris, it's a lot better since, you know, early in the week we started getting some rain, which is nice. Obviously, you know, Florida's getting got hit with the that hurricane or that, you know, storm in general. So, but look, it's we've been seeing a drought for a while as far as, you know, I mean, look, the market's been crazy, but as far as, you know, local agriculture, you know, you drive around and see a lot of dead grass. I'm very concerned, or have been very concerned with, you know, farmers, their crops, you know, looking at sugarcane and stuff, depending on where you're at, if you're north of 10 or south of 10. I've seen some crops in Alexandria area, where, I mean, they look dead. And I'm like, man, this is not good. And there's other areas around Acadiana where it didn't look so great either. But I know a lot of people, you know, not everybody got a lot of rain, but for the people that did get it, they were definitely very grateful. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's, you know, another busy weekend, a lot of things with the kids, some birthday parties, some practices for softball and volleyball. But other than that, just trying to relax and get some work done around the house.
You know, making the most of it. We appreciate you carving time out of your busy schedule. Always a busy time in the Blanchard household to offer a little insight to the listeners. And, you know, yeah, the rain definitely needed and, you know, getting a little bit of relief there. It's the same sort of thing with the markets as of late. A little bit of relief from you know, a rocky 2022 especially. But it actually leads us into this first story here. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal that said boomers are hooked on stocks and they can't let go, even though baby boomers have seen their share of significant pullbacks. You got your 2001s, 2008s, 2020, 2022. Despite all that, they still stick with the market. Now, John, as people approach retirement, do you see a reason to wean them off the stock market, or should it still be a, you know, significant part of the typical retirement portfolio?
Well, look, we ideally, we have to look at having a distribution strategy, you know, that plan in general, and it's a matter of where is that asset located, what type of, you know, what are you invested in, and then how can you reduce as much negative market exposure as possible. And so it's all about placing your assets in different categories for different time periods for different purposes. So ideally, what you have to look at is having a plan to where, let's say you organize it where you have three different buckets from a time period standpoint. You have money that you're going to be using now. This is planned expenses, emergency fund, and your normal distributions from your investments. That stuff right there, you're not really taking any risk whatsoever. You know, the emergency fund should be, you know, partial cash, part CD, part treasury bill, nothing where it's tied up for a long time where you have access to it pretty quick, a money market account, those kind of things. Then, but you have it organized for, you know, if let's say we have a, you know, hurricane season, let's say if you need a new roof, you know, heaven, you know, God forbid, you know, you have money for the deductible. Maybe you need a new transmission. Maybe you need to buy a new vehicle. Maybe your AC goes out. You know, that money's allocated for that. Then you have other money you're using in that category of, let's say, a planned vacation where you plan on, you know, spending some coin on, you know, pretty nice, you know, getaway, whether it's a weekend in the Caribbean or going to Europe or maybe going to Alaska or going, you know, to South Africa, anywhere, you know, in general. So it's a matter of having money accounted for those type of events or those type of needs. And then you have another bucket of money. We call that our soon bucket. This is money that you're using to supplement your Social Security, supplement your pension. Now, this money, you want to have minimal market negative exposure. So could you lose a little bit? Yes, you could. But ideally, what you don't want to do is feel the full swing of a major negative market. You don't want to see like what happened last year, seeing like a negative 19, a negative 27, anything like that, or like what happened in 08 or 2000, 01, and 02. So ideally, you want to have a portfolio that's going to be, you're going to be drawing off of, because that's a distribution account to supplement your social and pension, to where you're going to have negative market exposure in that account. I mean, this doesn't mean you have to go into any kind of guaranteed income vehicle. Now, look, we have different strategies that we use from private bank notes that pay a high yield. Like, we're pricing them out in a double-digit range right now, so which is pretty attractive. And then, instead of just buying dividend stocks, you can go that route, and you can get really almost triple the yield of most dividend stocks in that range, and you get market protection as well. And it's not even an annuity. It's not even held with an insurance company. It's a private bank note, which is pretty cool. And if you want more information about it, call our office. The other thing that we have to look at is, having a withdrawal schedule from your different investments. Even looking at real estate as potentially an item to use if you're okay with maybe a little bit of labor. And obviously if you have a tenant, you have to do things. Mm-hmm. Fix a toilet, change a light bulb kind of thing. Now, and then from there, it's a matter of having another bucket of money that you're using for long-term purposes. This is more of a capital appreciation account. This is for future healthcare, any kind of healthcare needs, expenses. This is for legacy planning. If you plan on giving money to a church, a charity, a nonprofit, handing over those assets to maybe your spouse, your children, grandchildren, how can you do that tax efficiently? So it's all about having money that's going to be organized in different buckets. And then that later bucket is something that you're going to focus on getting more growth out of the assets that you're going to have working for you. But then on top of that, it's looking at, okay, should you have your money in a buy and hold scenario or a tactical scenario? Well, that also depends on what type of tax bucket your money's in. If you're in an individual account, or what we call a taxable bucket, a tax deferred bucket, or a tax free bucket. Now, tactical is always best used in tax free and tax deferred, not in taxable. So it's a matter of, okay, what kind of strategy, what kind of model can you have your assets in to lower the amount of negative exposure and then gain as much upsides as possible?
I want you to think of the journey towards retirement sort of as a road trip, like you're going cross country and you can afford to have a set it and forget it approach. Is it the best way to go about it? Not necessarily, but it is pretty easy to just kind of put it on cruise control and, head west or whatever direction you're going into. But as you get closer and closer to your destination, in this case, as you get closer and closer to retirement, especially in retirement, you want to be a little more attentive. So do stocks still have a place in a retirement portfolio? Absolutely. But do they need to be the entirety of the portfolio? Not so much, and especially you want to find a way to preserve, the income that you have and the assets that you have, especially for the next 5-10 years, and use a more dynamic approach. Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help you out with that. All you need to do to get started, pick up the phone, schedule a time, and see what your plan looks like for you, a customized plan for you. 366-8366 is how you get started, or going online to the website, MatthewJames.com. Summer is officially... unofficially over with Labor Day being upon us, but a big highlight, a big story from this summer is Barbie Mania. Certainly dominated the box office, making more than $1.3 billion worldwide. Despite her youthful looks, the Barbie doll, actually 64 years old, which is also the average age most Americans start withdrawing from their 401ks. And judging from the 200 different careers that Barbie has held, I would imagine she's got a lot of 401ks. So if you had Barbie as a client, if you had someone come in with maybe not 200 different 401ks, but a couple extra ones, what kind of advice would you give her?
Well, look, we got to look at doing some sort of consolidation. And we meet people that come in that have like four or five different, even more 401ks, and sometimes they have to go searching for it. And you just have to go back and like, okay, think if you were putting together a resume and who'd you work for in the past, mm-hmm. you got to think about it that way. And then, contact those companies, their HR department, to get information, get access about your 401k. Especially whenever you move, because if you don't identify, let them know that you've changed locations, changed addresses, then you're not getting documents. And so, look, we people call us like, oh, I have a 401k, but I don't know how much is in it. Well, I mean, that kind of tells us there's not a whole lot in it, because it's not a big deal to you.
You probably know, yeah.
But the thing is that you definitely want to account for it. You want to know about it. You want to know where it's at. But what we do is we look at, okay, how many of them do you have? What's the big picture? What's the plan? And then realistically, a lot of those 401ks, you have limited offerings as far as what you can invest your money in. The other thing too is you have a forced withholding whenever you withdraw money out for federal purposes. You have to withhold 20% in almost all 401k plans. So, but what if you don't owe 20%? What if you only owe 12%? What if you don't owe any because you're pulling out just enough to offset the standard deduction or within the standard deduction, so your social's not going to get taxed and your IRA is not going to get taxed. So, ideally, it makes sense to move that money over to an IRA where you can can control the withholding where it's not forced with the actual 401k. And then from there, you can have an open architecture of investments on what you can do, and you have an easier way of doing Roth conversions if that's appropriate for you.
The saying out of sight, out of mind really comes into play when it comes to 401ks, orphan 401ks, as they're called, people who leave them at their other jobs, because you don't know what's happening there, and it's hard to take control. And you know, if they're invested poorly and losing money, you won't really know about it until you finally go, oh yeah, I did work here, I should probably check that out. And so you know, whenever you change jobs or you know, you hit 59 and a half and you're eligible to make those moves, it's certainly worth taking a look at to find a way, once again, to make your money work harder and smarter for you. And if you need a little help with you know, that paper trail, tracking it down, Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they're here for you, just a phone call away, 366-8366, or the website matthewjames.com. We're still hearing a lot of mixed signals about where the economy is actually headed. Some say a recession still coming, but Schwab strategist Lizanne Saunders tells Fox Business, honestly, we're already in one.
The index of leading economic indicators put out by the Conference Board on a monthly basis peaked about 15 months ago, and it's been almost a steady move down to the tune of almost 8% negative. That is deep in recession territory. We've been calling this a rolling recession because you've already had segments of the economy unquestionably in recession territory. Housing, a lot of housing related, many goods oriented segments of the economy, particularly consumer goods. You know, it's a tough one for investors, no question about it.
So, John, what are you telling those that are approaching retirement who fear that a recession could change their outlook altogether?
Well, look, that's a big thing. That's a big problem because, you know, if your portfolio feels the brunt of that kind of storm, that's going to lower the amount of time that you have to withdraw from the account. I mean, look at what happened in between 2001 and 2002. Where the market had dropped, you know, the first year in 2000, 10%, then in 01, negative 13, and then 02, negative 23. Well, if you were withdrawing 4% from your account value and you saw those three negatives in a row, let's say if you had $1 million account, you had roughly $500,000 at the end of the third year. Mm. So between the withdrawal of 4% of the initial account value, so 40 grand a year, and the negative 10, negative 13, negative 23, you got $500,000. Then what that changes the landscape moving forward, because you're losing a lot of time. You cannot, you know, it's hard to basically climb out of that hole. And that's the big issue is, you know, some people think, okay, well, look, the market's going to come back. Even though the market comes back, that doesn't mean your money does.
Yeah.
And so if you can have a better strategy, a tactical strategy, an endowment strategy, having a different way of or a different assortment of assets where you can lower the amount of negative repercussions that you have in that portfolio, that would be ideal, where you have some safety nets set in place. Maybe, you know, you have some money allocated to where you have no loss. Maybe you have some of it to where it's set up to where you have minimal, or there's a stop loss in place. So ideally, it's a matter of, okay, what kind of strategy you have, what needs you have. And the other thing too, you got to look at, you know, because of the interest rate environment we're in, I mean, you can go in some principal guaranteed areas, money market funds, CDs, and other things, insured indexing, and where you can have a certain amount of money in there that you can withdraw from, and the interest basically pays you the withdrawal, and you're putting some money back into the till as far as building more money from a principal standpoint. So your principal is growing because you're withdrawing less than what the account grows per year, and you don't have to worry about negative market repercussions. And there's bank instruments, there's treasury instruments, and there's insured indexing that you can use. And so those three are great vehicles to use. It all depends on your temperament, how much risk you want to be exposed to. But the big thing here is that we got to eliminate these double digit negative returns that we've seen in the past, and we're going to see for sure in the future. We just don't know when. But ideally, it's having a good understanding of how to make a better portfolio, something that breeds, something that's tactical, something that's nimble, that you can pull from each and every month.
Because the truth of the matter is that over the course of a retirement, you know, 20, 30 years, you're not just going to see one recession, you're going to see multiple recessions. And so you want to make sure that you are equipped to not just withstand, not just take the brunt of it, but also be tactical about it and have an approach. As John pointed out, you know, this high interest rate environment, obviously not a great time to go out and get a loan or, you know, refinance your house or things like that. But certainly, you know, there are vehicles that are where the interest rate is working in your favor, and that can be a way to, again, address these concerns, park it in a place where you don't have to worry about the whims of the market. And figure out a way to make it all work for you. That is what Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, it's right there in the name, helping you, you know, with your wealth management, what you've accumulated. You spent your working career working so hard to build up and not letting things like market volatility jeopardize the overall quality of your retirement. It all starts with a phone call, putting them to work for you, 366-8366, or go into the website, MatthewJames.com. Question, if the listeners believe in angels, about 7 in 10 Americans told a new AP poll that they do, but just because, you know, we all believe in things that we can't prove doesn't mean we should approach our retirement in the same fashion. But here's the fact of the matter. Only 35% of Americans actually use a financial advisor. So let's talk about Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. What do you guys bring to the table so that retirement savers aren't banking on a wing and a prayer?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we have to look at extensive planning on what's the best thing for the consumer. We have a holistic point of view where we cover tax mitigation. We have a CPA in-house, Caleb Frederick. Him and I look at how to lower the tax liability for that retiree. But the other thing, too, is not just the retiree. It's for people that are they own their own small business. Maybe they're self-employed. Maybe you're looking at selling a business. So we have to look at all those different things, too, is how to reduce the tax liability in that scenario. And so what we bring to the table is, number one, experience from a tax standpoint, lots of knowledge on using deductions, ways of conversions. There's estate planning options that we have access to for the tax attorneys that we work with that are very, you know, we create strategies and build out plans depending on what that household or that individual needs, how to reduce their tax liability. Using estate planning, but maybe look at people looking at protector assets from the government, or maybe they have a special needs child. So we have, you know, those are different things that we have to go into. And then from there, looking at asset selection, how to create a distribution plan using the correct types of assets that are appropriate for that individual for their risk tolerance, having strategies, managed strategies that lower market risk, you know, vulnerability, to where you can have minimal downside risk and have more upside potential, and that gives you more spendable money, spendable income. So if you can couple, you know, health planning, estate planning, tax planning, and investment planning all in one, is what we do. We look at it all. So instead of you having to go to different people for different things, and there's often a communication issue between different entities, different parties, and it's really hard pulling everybody together. What we do is we look at everything as a whole, because the way our teams form, the way our office works, and the features and benefits and services that we get to offer, we can do all those things in-house.
Because it's not just one or two of these things you need to concern yourself with in retirement. It's all of them, and neglecting to do one of them could really be counterintuitive, counterproductive when it comes to your overall retirement picture. The majority of workers out there, they know to save money for retirement, but beyond that, they don't really know how to turn it into that retirement plan. They just think that the money they saved, which is a great step, don't get me wrong, and like I said earlier, just by listening, that is a great step as well, but you need a little more work than that when you get into retirement. And Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they're here for you right here and helping people out. He is Acadiana's retirement strategist, after all. 366-8366 is how you get him and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management to work for you. 366-8366, online, MatthewJames.com. Let's talk about a tax here, a stealth tax. Retirees are actually enjoying 8.7% more in Social Security benefits this year, thanks to the biggest COLA, or cost of living adjustment, in over 40 years. But there's a flip side to that. Whenever benefits are increased, the next COLA is going to be announced next month in October, more seniors are pushed into higher tax brackets. Financial planners call this a stealth tax. Is this something that you watch out for with clients?
Yeah. Obviously, what we look at is, how does provisional income create a stealth tax on your Social Security benefit? How does it add taxation on your IRA, add taxation on your long-term capital gains that you realize? So it's a matter of creating a income plan that looks at taxes first and foremost. So whenever we create this distribution strategy, we want to lower that tax liability. If we can get it to zero, great. If we can keep the effective tax rate between 2-5%, that's, you know, great as well, depending on where your investments are. Now look, if you have a pension of 120 grand a year, there's not much you can do with that, because the way that dollar gets taxed, and that's the thing you got to keep in mind, not every dollar is taxed the same. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had, let's say, $10 bills laid out in front of you, but they all came from a different source, most of them are all going to get taxed a different way. They're not all going to get taxed the same exact way, but they're going to get taxed a different way. And then if you crisscross them on top of each other, then that creates another bracket maybe that you weren't even aware of, even was doable, that even was an opportunity to be taxed at a certain rate. But the thing is, you can show less than 90 grand of actual income, and depending on where that dollar is coming from, you can experience a federal tax of almost 50%.
Ugh.
Not 37, almost 50. Not on every dollar, but on a lot of dollars. So the thing is, it's about understanding, you know, having a withdrawal strategy that's using tax mitigation as far as how, you know, whenever you're taking a distribution or how much you should take from that particular bucket of money. That would be the ideal thing to do.
There's a time and place for taxes. You know, they are an essential thing that you need to do, but there are ways to minimize the amount of taxes you have to pay. Still pay your fair share, but not a penny more, and you get to keep more of it. And that is what a proper tax strategy, something that you get with Matthew James Tax Wealth Manager. They can help you make sure that you get to keep as much of your hard-earned money as possible, making you aware of these sneaky little things that the government does. Fair play to them there. They're quite clever at finding ways to get more of our hard-earned money without actually calling them taxes. This stealth tax is a great example of that. And so to figure out and make sure that you get to keep as much of your money as possible, start developing that comprehensive retirement strategy, which includes a tax strategy with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. MatthewJames.com is the website, or you can give a phone call as well, 366-8366. How many times have you seen these headlines? If you're 60, here's how much you should have saved for retirement. Or the average 401k has this much. How do you stack up? Basically, these headlines are posed to make us wonder how we're doing compared to everybody else. John, when clients come in and ask you if they're on track, how do you go about answering?
Well, it depends. I mean, the thing is where is that money coming from that's guaranteed? Are they getting social? Are they getting a pension? Are they getting both? And we got to look at, okay, how much money do you need outside of that? And then look at your total account value. I mean, look, we meet people that have a significant seven-figure investable net worth, and the money they need per month to offset their social is barely anything. Like, they could have got by with 300 grand inside of an investment account because that's what their needs were. But also, you know, whenever you have abundance of money, you can have different life experiences. I mean, look, we're only here once. You know, I was talking the other day with a gentleman that I know, Kenneth, when we were talking about, you know, going to make a road trip one weekend with a group of friends. And obviously, I have to kind of work that out if I'm doing, you know, shows on Saturday.
Yeah.
But ideally, what we have, you know, looking at is, okay, the experiences. And we were talking about some buddies of mine that I'm talking to is, you know, making a motorcycle trip to Europe, go like drive through the Alps, through like in a few other countries where they have these tours, these guided tours. And so, you know, get about 10, 12 guys that I know that can break away, you know, that'd be pretty fun. You know, and it's the thing, it's an experience. It's something that, you know, you'll have that you can remember forever. Mm-hmm. And so that's the nice thing. You know, it's to be able to have the experiences. So the more money you have, the more experiences that you can create, number one, for yourself, but even for your spouse and for your children. I mean, ideally, it's a matter of creating the abundance. But like, if you don't have it, and, you know, your goals and what you need is to supplement your social or your pension is very, you know, is minimal coming out of an IRA or another account, then that's okay too. But ideally, it just depends on where you are. But we see some people that they think they're really stressed out about it. But I'm like, look, realistically, you can go get a CD at the bank. It depends on their situation. But some people can just get the interest off of a CD, and because of current, you know, interest rates, obviously, and that money is more than what they need, significantly more than what they need to cover the shortfall that they have, that their Social Security is not, you know, covering, or their pension is not covering. So it's just a matter of building a plan where abundance is more. And so that's the ideal thing, is try to create more abundance or try to find another way.
If you are in great shape, they'll let you know that for sure. And if there is a little bit of work that needs to be done, they'll let you know that as well. But the sooner you find out where you are and where you need to go, you can put the proper plans in action. It's as simple as starting with a phone call, 366-8366, or going online, MatthewJames.com. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are back together again in a movie called Air. It's about how Nike took a huge risk back in 1984 and built a shoe line around a then little-known NBA rookie.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
I'm willing to bet my career on Michael Jordan.
Oh, come on.
man.
If you look at him, if you really look at Jordan, like I did, you're going to see exactly what I see.
Which is what?
The most competitive guy I have ever seen. He is a f***ing killer.
Of course, with time on our side now, we know how that worked out. But at the time, that was a gut feeling. John, how much of your gut do you guys use when designing a retirement plan that can withstand the risk of running out of money?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're very convicted on, you know, the strategies that we use, the money managers that we have access to, the planning that we put in place for reducing taxes, for health, you know, long-term health care planning type things. You know, what we have is a lot of confidence, knowledge, proper training, and then ongoing. You know, we have mentorship, we have people that we subscribe to, we have, you know, a lot of resources at our disposal that that we feel confident in, that what we're using is bringing the best thing, you know, to the client. And the thing, some of the things that we do, you can't find anywhere in Acadiana. Now, look, there's some things that other people can offer as well, but ideally it's like we're looking at how to set us apart from everyone else as far as be able to bring, you know, the best exposure to, you know, ways money could be invested, tax strategies, a lot of tax knowledge in general. And so, look, there's great CPAs out there. There's great tax attorneys. And look, so there's some people out there that we utilize. But ideally what we do, the things that we're able to do in-house now with, you know, the talent that we've hired and the exposure that we have to benefit people, I think that's very, you know, that's something that's very valuable, you know, and that's where we bring a lot of value to the consumer, where, you know, we might not have our own name brand shoe. You know, I can dunk. I just don't do it that often. Kind of hurts my knees. But the thing is that, you know, we're using something that is valuable and that people need, and that we're getting, you know, a lot of calls because of other people that we've helped out have giving, you know, spread the word about what we've done to help them in their scenario. I mean, think if you're a business owner and you're paying several hundred thousands of dollars a year in taxes, you know, think about writing that check annually, you know, even though you might pay your taxes quarterly, but think about writing that check. What if you can reduce that by multiple six figures? Mm-hmm. And so these are things that we do. We got to look at, okay, what's your goals? What's your plans? What's your scenario with your family? You know, there's a lot of things that we take into account to look at reducing tax exposure. But even for the people that have a business and they're selling a business, or maybe they have some highly appreciated stock, maybe they have some, you know, some land that they have as well. But what we do is we use some specialized estate planning with some tax attorneys that look at focusing on reducing your tax liability whenever you sell that asset. You know, we have people that we're helping out sell, that they're selling their oil and gas business, or they have a mechanic shop, or they have a machine shop, or they have, you know, there's numerous types of businesses, and a lot of them are valued, have high valuations. And so what we do is we look at how to reduce the tax liability by, in this case, what we do is we create a note, and we have the person that's buying the company from you, instead of them cutting you a check and you're bringing it to the bank, what you do is you take that money and they take the money and they pay the trust. And what happens is all you're doing is delaying the taxation, and then we create this supercharged IRA where now, instead of you paying, let's say, multiple six figures or multiple seven figures in taxes, where that money could be put to work for you immediately. And then from there, you're not paying any taxes on the gains. You're paying taxes on the distribution whenever you're taking money out of that particular account. Well, that's pretty nice. And that account can be inherited as well.
You know, John, you said you don't have a shoe, but with all the athletes in your house, Air Blanchard's down the line? Who knows? But
maybe so.
You know,
maybe so.
It could be on the lookout in a couple of years. But, you know, we talk all the time about having that emotional detachment when it comes to your retirement plan. And here we are talking about using your gut. There is a difference between gut and emotion. Emotion is very much using your whim. Gut is something that deep down inside you know to be right, like the case here where they knew that Michael Jordan was going to be something else. There are strategies like deep down, and I think in all of our guts, we know taxes are going to go up in the future, almost certainly. And so there are things that we can do now to minimize or hopefully, you know, reduce, possibly eliminate the sting of if and when that time happens altogether. But, you know, you've got to pick up the phone and give a call and start developing that strategy with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It's right there in the name, after all. 366-8366 is the phone number. MatthewJames.com, that's the website. The U.S. Census Bureau is out with its latest data that shows which states Americans are moving to, the South dominated in new residents. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and Georgia added almost 1.3 million people, while other states like California, New York, and Illinois lost over 500,000. So if someone is new to Louisiana, or you know they plan on moving here, what makes it attractive for retirees?
Well, I would say not the humidity.
fair.
You know, but I tell you what, it's what makes it attractive is the culture. You know, the people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to anywhere, and whether it's a ball game or store, everybody's going to pretty much acknowledge you or invite you over to grab a drink or maybe some their barbecue or cooking an etouffee or ball and crawfish. You're definitely going to get invited. You know, as long as you don't look like you're a criminal or anything like that. But
sure.
Bottom line, you know, the people here are friendly. And, you know, even the time I got to spend at UL meeting people from out of state or like the athletes, a lot of them I got to work with, they from a financial thing, whenever Coach Hood was there, I had a thing going on with UL where I would go and do educational courses for the football players so they weren't blowing the like the stipends they would receive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having conversations and meeting these guys and still having, you know, relationships from the past like 8 years, you know, they were from other states and they came in, or even they were from like North Louisiana, came here and just fell in love with the culture, you know, the people, obviously not the humidity and the mosquitoes, but you know, and then from there it's they call this place home. And so that's something that's, you know, very attractive for a lot of people, and it's very unique what we have that's that special in Acadiana.
Again, if you're listening from out of state, if you're just visiting, or you know you found us via podcast, you know we appreciate you joining us. If you're in town, you know we appreciate you being here. But again, if you choose to retire here, there are few people I dare, if I could editorialize, that are better suited to help you start developing that plan. 366-8366 is how you get started with John Blanchard and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. 366-8366. Let's flip the coin here a little bit, John. If somebody were to leave Louisiana for one of these other states, Florida or Texas or what have you, how hard is it to keep a relationship with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management? Do you have clients in other states?
Yeah, no, we have clients in other states. We have clients that were from here that moved out of state, and you know the savings that they get on their state tax, the state savings that they get on their auto insurance rates are very beneficial. And so, but the thing is, we can still service them. We could still communicate with them. You know, we do meet them in person. Mm-hmm. It's not like every week or anything, but we have phone conversations. We could do Zooms. I talked to three of them this past week. So, I mean, the thing is, it's not a hard thing. And look, there's a lot of people that have their person that they deal with their finances is in another state because they found somebody that specializes and understood them and what their needs are, and they had the resources, the tools, and the strategies to benefit them. You know, not every door that you knock on that deals with finances has the same understanding of the other. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody is the same. You know, so what we do is very unique in how we focus on helping clients with tax reduction strategies, with market protection strategies, with market appreciation strategies as well. So ideally, it's a matter of looking at everything from healthcare, from estate planning, tax management, and then wealth management as well, making sure that you're even like drilling down and looking at your insurance policies, making sure you have the correct amount of auto and homeowners coverage, you know, those kind of things. All that stuff matters. And so we look at all that. We have the opportunity to look at all those kind of things.
Again, thanks to, you know, virtues, the technology, advances in technology and things like that, there are ways to maintain that relationship even if you do move cross country. Again, if you're trying to escape the humidity, I think we all understand that. But having that relationship, maintaining that relationship, having someone who's got your back, that is what Matthew James Tax Wealth Management helps with, and they can help you out to get started. Just pick up the phone and schedule a time, 366-8366, or go online to MatthewJames.com if you've got questions about things we talked about on this week's show or things we didn't talk about, but you just want a little insight as it pertains to your retirement. After all, that is what is most important. That's the phone number, 366-8366. And we want to thank you, as we always do, for joining us, taking a little time out of your weekend to spend with us here on The Retirement Room with John Blanchard. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Hope you stay safe out there. Stay cool if you can. Easier said than done sometimes. But John, as always, appreciate the time. And as we wrap up, want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, look, man, we had a great show, a lot of things we got to talk about, a lot of tips and strategies that, you know, the listeners can use and apply towards their scenario. Maybe they, you know, they have some more questions, need some more help. Definitely give our office a call. We look forward to doing this each and every weekend, and I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend, remembering what this weekend's for. You know, the thing is, be safe on the road. We'll be here again next weekend, and definitely tune in on Tuesday and Wednesday this week on KLFY. We'll be talking with Lydia, talk about taxes and retirement strategies, and I'll be back on Sunday with Mallory and David talking about taxes and retirement strategies, investment strategies on KTC.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, license number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.